Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
God helps those who first help themselves. Have you ever heard that expression before? Do you believe it to be true? Must a person first pull himself up from his bootstraps before God is willing to show any interest in his life? A recent convert attended a meeting in which he was asked to give his testimony to the saving grace of God. He told how the Lord had won his heart and given deliverance from the guilt and power of sin. He spoke of Christ and his work, but said nothing of any efforts of his own. The leader of the meeting was a bit disappointed, and when the new Christian's testimony was ended, he said, "Our brother has only told us of the Lord's part in his salvation. When I was converted, there was a whole lot I had to do myself before I could expect the Lord to do anything for me. Brother, didn't you do your part first before God did his?" "Oh, yes," replied the new believer. "I completely forgot. I didn't tell you about my part, did I? Well, I did my part for over 30 years, running away from God as fast as my sins could carry me. That was my part. Then God came after me until he tracked me down. That was his part." Although this little incident may be amusing, it nonetheless illustrates a basic truth of Scripture. Jesus said, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." This implies utter helplessness and complete dependence. If you are a lost sinner looking for a Savior, you will most certainly find him, for he is already looking for you, right where you are.
I traveled alone upon this lonesome way. My burdens were heavy, and dark was my day. For me, now it is Jesus and me, for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end, it's Jesus and me. His side, contented I'll be for all of my life. It's Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can.
Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
have something new, but I have found the living way, the path of pleasures true.
I've discovered the way of gladness.
I've discovered the way of joy.
I've discovered relief from sadness. 'Tis a happiness without alloy. I've discovered the fount of blessing.
I've discovered the living word.
'Twas the greatest of all discoveries when I found Jesus, my Lord. I've found the pearl of greatest price, eternal life so fair. 'Twas through the Savior's sacrifice I found this jewel rare. I've discovered the way of gladness.
I've discovered the way of joy.
I've discovered relief from sadness. 'Tis a happiness without alloy. I've discovered the fount of blessing.
I've discovered the living word.
'Twas the greatest of all discoveries when I found Jesus, my Lord.
People often fail to find what they are looking for simply because they do not know what they really want. It seems a basic part of human nature to be dissatisfied with one's own situation. The expression, "the grass is always greener on the other side," is not new, but it is still very true. Satisfaction is desired by all. How to obtain it, however, is quite another matter. Some try to find satisfaction in things. Others seek it through their association with the right people. And still others hope to gain fulfillment by belonging to one or a number of organizations. The only problem, of course, is that things come and go, people fail, and organizations are subject to termination. There is only one discovery that will lead to true happiness and satisfaction. That discovery is a person, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness.
I found what I wanted when I found the Lord. I found more than pleasures of earth could afford. I knew the moment I knelt how rich my life really could be. Yes, God did this for me. I found what I wanted. My searching is through. My life has a purpose that I never knew. As gently he leads me, I trust in his word. I found what I wanted when I found the Lord. You'll know what it means to have wonderful rest. The life of a Christian is always the best. So come and see for yourself that what I have told you is true. God will do this for you.
I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Christ is enough to satisfy the hearts of all who confide in him and who leave everything in his hands. Such need never be cast down by seeming misfortunes. A Christian asked another how he was getting along. Dolefully, his friend replied, "Oh, fairly well under the circumstances." "I am sorry," exclaimed the other, "that you are under the circumstances. The Lord would have us living above all circumstances, where he himself can satisfy our hearts and meet our every need for time and eternity. Do you find it strange that one can learn to be content regardless of the circumstances? Have you been searching for something lacking in your life? Whatever it may be, complete fulfillment can only be found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Savior, and he will become your everything. Jesus said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of living water springing up into everlasting life."
Oh, Christ in thee my soul hath found, and found in thee alone the peace, the joy I sought so long, the bliss till now unknown. Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. I sighed for rest and happiness, I yearn for them, not thee. But while I